afternoon. Good afternoon.
Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. The alarm has been sounded. The alarm has been sounded. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Show. Host is me, Kim Williams, of Love Truth Ministry. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we shall and we must rejoice and be glad in it. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to keep the state of Florida in our prayers, keep Caribbean islands in our prayers, the state of Texas in our prayer. Now that it's going up to Alabama and Georgia, so we just pray for them during this hour and continuing dealing with this now tropical storm Irma. It was a hurricane. Thank you, Jesus. It had been brought down to a tropical storm, and pray it will just be no more than this rain. To sunshiny days right, right soon. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. Thank you, Google, for giving me a search engine to pull up my Blog Talk Radio. So I'm appreciative. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Yesterday, just a little bit before I go into today's program, a wonderful, wonderful time at New Psalmist Baptist Church out of Baltimore City. Leader of the church is Bishop Walter Thomas. A wonderful man of God. The people of God of New Charlotte Baptist Church was wonderful. This past weekend, it was our homecoming. Friday night, it was a movie on the lawn. Saturday, it was a health fair. They had a walk and medical personnel there to do, you know, health screening. They had school supplies was given out. But I could thank everybody who participated, people who was a blessing to Honor Armor and BG&E who gave up book bags and school supplies, and all the vendors who support the event at the church I attend. I'm just a parishioner sitting in the, you know, sitting in the pew, and I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all the leaders of the church and all the different ministries that support yesterday, this weekend, support us all year long by doing the work of God. I like it, you know, had a wonderful time. My mom, who is 90 young, and my sister, we enjoyed a day out yesterday. We had two services instead of three. They had 7:15 service. Instead of 9:30 and 12 o'clock service, we had 10 o'clock service. And then from there, we went into other activities. They had all kind of board games and card games and line dancing. Regular carefree dancing, you know, freestyle dancing. They had Motown, Soul Train. I think it was Soul Train Motown Review. Anyway, it was wonderful. We had a fun time, a blast. They had vendors there, food carts, people selling their items. People was, you know, polite, smiles on people's faces, all ages. Just a wonderful, wonderful time at New Summers Baptist Church. A rejoiceful time where sisters and brothers operating in love, peace, and joy. You you know, one part of New Testament said making life better. Brothers and sisters, helping brothers and sisters to make life better for someone else. So that's what I noticed yesterday. People making life for somebody else. So I say thanks, New Summer Baptist Church. Thanks to my Bishop Thomas. Thanks to all the leaders of New Summer Baptist Church. Some more announcements for going. New Summer is having a play. And the play is called The Last Supper. And it's from September 21st through the 24th. You can contact New Summers by going to www.newsummers.org, and you can buy your ticket online. It's a mystery dinner theater, the cast of The Banquet Gone Bad. Oh, my goodness. So you might want to tell your family and friends that live in the Baltimore area, or you'd like to travel to check out this play given by born-again people celebrating the Lord by being a blessing to the community by giving praise. Again, I'm a part of also of National Black Unity News. I'm one of the promoters. So if you're interested in getting your African-American business or African, well, black person who interested in putting your information in an all-black paper, it's a paper to support black people, support other black folks. If you're interested in being advertised in it, please contact me, Kim Williams, at 252-406-0774. 252-406-0774, or you can email me at lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com. lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com, and I can give you more information on how we can put your information in our paper. The leader of this paper, the owner of this publication, his name is Mr. David Murphy, and he's a wonderful man of God. And again, the paper is called the National Black Unity News. And when you call that number now, you can reach me, but you can reach my sister, Cynthia Jahi, of the Just Sorry Love Show. You can catch her every Friday at 12 o'clock. And she can also tell you about the paper. And you can also let her know you find out from me, Kim Williams, from listening to the Love Truth Show. On Sunday morning, on Home Based Business 101, that's a platform she's on with I Just Saw His Show. But you can also catch her husband, Satar Jahi, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And my shows is every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m., always Eastern Standard Time. You can catch me every Monday at 1 o'clock. You can catch me Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock at the 15-minute Strictly Prayer. And then Wednesday I do, at 2:30, I do Facebook Live. So hopefully you will join me, tell a friend, someone you care about, to check the Love Truth Show out, as well as the Just Sorry Love Show and the Home Base Business 101 Show. Again, this is your host, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. If you're interested in being a part of New Summer Baptist Church, looking for a ministry or looking for a place to come and worship the Lord, you can join us at 6020 Marion Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. That's M-A-R-I-O-N Ian Drive, Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. You also can live screen us at www.newsummits.org, and you can live screen us. And we also have newsummits.tv, and you can watch old sermons. So anyway, that's some information for you for today. For is my advertisement. Sounding the alarm. Today is the anniversary of 911. I would like to send prayers out for the individuals who may have been affected in some form of fashion dealing with 911. Regardless what happened, the truth behind what happened, I do pray for the lives that were lost and the loved ones who lost a loved one on that day. So I'd like to lift them up in prayer, and I'd like to lift up the people, again, who dealing and battling with this was Hurricane Irma, now Tropical Storm Irma. So Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give you thanks and praise for life, life more abundantly. God, we ask you to cover the people in the Caribbean, as well as people in Florida area, and people who still battling with it in Georgia and Alabama, and the people still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, dear Jesus. We ask that you save lives and protect lives, and that's the most important thing. And after that, we ask that you stay at home and have a place for each person to have a roof over their head, clothes on their back, and food on their table, dear Jesus. And they can get their lives build back up and move on. We ask that you find a place for the people who are homeless, to have a place to call their own, and that all who need any kind of medical attention receive it, dear Jesus. I pray there's another storm that's there on the horizon. I don't know if it's still out there or not. Call was there. I pray peace be still over that, that you would just eliminate it. We ask that all storms, whether it's weather-related or and some other kind of form, spiritual form, physical form, whatever, natural form, we just ask that you destroy it until we can have a peaceful life, a loving life, that we all will learn to praise you, worship you, and work together. That we work together when things are peaceful, not only when things go crazy, as you see, people are pouring together because of crisis, that we should pour together when it's just a beautiful sunshiny day. All races should be able to work together. They all have something different and unique to offer to each other to make the world a better place for all mankind. This planet is not ours, it belongs to you, Jesus. So I pray, man, who let you take ownership of this land to the point where they say who should be on land and want to, what they call it, manifest destiny, take over area and community, imprison people, or lie to people, put them in shackles in their mind, their thoughts, and their physical being. We ask you, God, to remove the work of the enemy. We ask that the children be safe in everything they do, going to school, come home from school, and they journey in life. The seniors, God, cover them. Whether they're home by themselves living or living with a loved one or in some kind of group home, we pray peaceful, loving people are in their lives. It's taking care of them. As these things are things in your holy name, Jesus, and I pray all who listen to this broadcast or who will be listening to this broadcast, that whatever desire they have that is of you, God, we pray. I'm standing in agreement with them that they receive that answer from you. Whether to answer them with healing, family, finance, creativity, new business idea, something totally different the world hadn't seen that would be a blessing for your people, I stand in agreement. I lift up again all people, all races, all nationality, all belief systems, that I want everybody to know you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. And for all my African-American brothers and sisters, stay strong. I pray God for extra protection around you dealing with this racist country, racist issues around the world, that we start communicating with each other and realize that we are strong, working together and operating in love. So I lift you up, all African-American businesses. I pray the best for you. That we must work together in Jesus' holy name. As you do business with other people from other belief systems, other cultures, we have to start working together to build our community up. In your name, Jesus, ask this, and I speak this out. Because your love, God, is so powerful. That's why my show is about what your love, God, means to me. I know the prayers, because the prayers went up, that the hurricane now is a tropical storm. I personally don't think things just happen. I believe in the power of prayer. I'm grateful. So I told all who are listening, please have a personal relationship with God. Ask him who he is. Ask him how to have this relationship with him. And I trust me, you will find that it's Jesus is the answer. We all miss the mark. No one perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. And that's why God sent his only begotten Son to give us everlasting life, to build our relationship with him up, our relationship with each other up, to make us strong, make us determined, make us fighters to fight the good fight, the fight of faith, the fight of love, the fight of peace. We have to love each other. Because that's God love. God loves us so much that he, again, stepped out of eternity into time with perfect love, with perfect peace. He loved you. He loved me. He loved every single thing he created in his image, everything he created to bless us who he created in that image. He created the trees so we have healthy air to breathe. Fruit on the trees so we can have something healthy to eat. He created sunlight, stars. He gave us scenery so we're not living in a boring world. A very unique, very deep, very person, very beautiful world. And I do pray with God's love and power. He say we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we worship him, we got to be grateful for everything he created. Be grateful he created every single individual, every person who walked this earth. He created them. Whether they short, skinny, or fat. Now, he might not say we to be obese, but he created all of us. Every race, somebody, your pigmentation is brown, yellow, red, black, white, and various shades of those colors. He created each of us. Whether your eyes is brown, green, blue, he created. Whether your hair is tightly coiled or is loose, he created us. Whether you live in a mansion or a teepee or or you're on the street, he created us. Whether you can walk or in a wheelchair, whether you have eyes to see or if you're blind, God created all of us. So we must walk in love and respect each other. So exhale, take a deep breath, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and think, what does God love mean to you? I mean, my show almost off. I didn't realize I was doing it that long. I'm grateful for yesterday. My mind needed a little bit of assistance. We had three young ladies from church. Ada, and I appreciate it. So I say thankful to them. Again, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Deuteronomy 7:13, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of the land, thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, the increase of thy kin, thy flock, or thy sheep, and the land which we swear unto our father to give thee. And one more. Psalms 146:8. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. God's love is perfect. When we keep our minds steadfast on him, he will do amazing things for us. As long as we being obedient to his word, being focused. A God who loves you want the best for you. It's like your mom and dad want the best for you, hopefully. Or somewhere in your life wants the best for you. So they expect you to do certain things. Certain things are going to make life better for you. If you're a school child or a person in school, or you remember when you was going to school, your parents told you to study, doesn't make you strong or better. Or they ask you to read other things outside or what the school may give you, because school going to give you so much. You have to remember, when we watch television or somebody tell you certain things to read, that's a control mechanism. But God gave us the blessing to the thought pattern to pray to him and seek the kingdom of God of all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind, asking for his guidance. So if God tell your parents, have you read this book and that book, something that they might not share with you in school, to open your eyes up, your mind up, wider and bigger and brighter, to see the truth. Because they may share lies with you if you only listen to what they share. If you only know what they teach you dealing with history, then you miss out of a world of people that your book, whether you live in the United States or another country, who might not speak about other people. Or they speak about it, speak lies. Like I mentioned to you last week or a couple weeks ago, my niece happened to step in and check on her son, which is my great nephew, in his history class. It actually was a day where they supposed to read something and perform some kind of history lesson. And she would listen in, and the teacher, a young person, asked him about slavery. Why were they enslaved? Or why was, you know, what was the reason for slavery? And the teacher pretty much said they were doing us a favor. So my niece had to interrupt the class in a polite way, and she let the children know point blank that was false and share the truth with them. And she, you know, pretty much rebuked the teacher, and she informed the principal. And the principal and them kind of said they're going to talk to her, but they almost didn't want to get involved. But if you're an African-American principal or teacher, you should make sure your teacher knows the history, whether they're somebody from a different culture or your own African-American teacher. It's important. And so when you go to church, it's important to read the word for yourself. You read along with your pastor or bishop or whoever the leader, whoever teaching you the word, but never just close your book up. You know, we know people that come to your house and want to share the word, and sometimes they want you to close your Bible up as if your Bible is relevant, and you say you believe in God, but they don't want to listen to your Bible. I believe the Bible that I read is the word of God. I'm not worried because it's called King James. I praise Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have to stay in the word. So believe me, when you read the word, it changes so many different things in your life. It gives you power. Now, I'm not going to say, it just changes so many different ways. I just know how God works in my life. I see things, I hear things, I feel things different. Regardless what my income level might be, regardless even what my education level might be, regardless what my health status might be, I see and feel things better and different. It gives me hope. Even when I may not feel in my own spirit that I know it's hope. It's a hope. I have hope still. It may sound kind of odd, but how I'm saying it, but it's like, I know God had me even though I'm going through this. I never say, God, why? I may ask God why this and that, but I never say why you put me here, because I know it's not God. I know it's other forces in this world. We do things to ourselves, and we know it's people do things to us, and we got the devil. People never want to say the devil. So you have to remember that. God's love is powerful. It's awesome. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us there is no law. And they that are Christ, that crucify the flesh, with affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That's important. So that was Galatians 5, verse 22 through 25. God is love. Again, this is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Ministry Show, the Love Truth Show. And you can reach me and find more about me at www.lovetruthministry.com. Please don't forget to give to the victims of the Hurricane Harvey, Nanny got the Hurricane Irma, and to the two GoFundMe accounts for Ty Wells and Sunshine King. I appreciate any help you give. Check me out at www.lovetruthministry.com. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. I'm going to end it by singing, this is the day, this is the day that my Lord has made, that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that my Lord has made. God love you. Remember that. Look in the mirror and say to myself, say to yourself, God, I know you love me and I love you back. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Ask God into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Seek him. He's not lost, and you will see he's right there for you. Again, this is Kim Williams of Love Truth Show, or Love Truth Ministry. Have a blessed day, everyone.